We gather tonight to herald the most important day in the history of nations, July 4th, 1776. At those words, every American heart should swell with pride. Every American family should cheer with delight, and every American patriot should be filled with joy, because each of you lives in the most magnificent country in the history of the world, and it will soon be greater than ever before.
That was our lawfully re-elected president to the Republic of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Before we begin, just a quick word about this video sponsor. Home and vehicle burglaries are up as much as 42% in some cities across the U.S. Other violent crimes like shootings and homicides are increasing as well, and experts recommend taking precautions, so I recommend night solar lights. Night solar lights are ultra-bright motion-detecting lights. They only take 30 seconds to install, and they're powered by solar panels. And they come with a 30-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to nightsolarlight.com, that's nightsolarlight.com, and get Night Solar Lights 52% off today, or click the link in the video description below. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Let me start by letting you know that I've been under the weather with what feels like the onset of the flu for the past 36 hours. The swearing in of old corrupt Joseph Biden on Wednesday the 20th was devastating to every American patriot, and in my case, the stress manifested itself in the physical. It feels like we've been put through the meat grinder, and psychologically speaking, we have. Let's be clear though, Joe Biden was sworn in as president of the U.S. corporation, which, if President Trump did what I think he did while he was president, and what author Jim Pugh believes he did, that corporation was ended on July 3rd.
It's my premise that basically on that day, Trump and the military became the governing body over the republic. And at that point in time, we had two governments.
So right now, what we're faced here is I'm going to use the term kabuki theater, because literally the people, and maybe this explains the importance of the Trump base standing up and voting in mass, the people that stand with President Trump, which is 80 million plus at this point, against a government that has only authority by perception and illusion of control. Is that fair enough?
Sure. That's absolutely true. And basically the people of the United States need to understand that if they don't stand with Trump, then they're slaves to a corporate entity.
Now, as I explained today to my friend David via email, I'm not going to spend the next year discussing such things because I've done everything I can do, and no one is more heartsick than me that Biden was sworn in as president. It literally made me physically sick. So now the rest is up to the people with real power. Because as long as Biden is in office, I'm sure he can do real damage, like keeping the U.S. in the World Health Organization and funding it, rejoining the Paris Climate Accord and gutting our economy, and signing executive orders allowing transgender athletes to compete against biological females. My pal Frank from Quite Frankly made this funny aside last night.
There is a new president, ladies and gentlemen. There is a new president of Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and the New York metropolitan area. I want to sincerely congratulate President Klaus Schwab, the 46th president of the United States. There he is. And I know that some people are watching right now going, who? Who? Now, I voted for Joe Biden. No, you didn't. You voted for Klaus Schwab. This is who you voted for right there.
Which brings me to a thank you to our friend Mike Adams, who in his January 21st situation update today defended good faith patriots who have only ever tried to bring people real news and the truth, all of which leads me to the 17th letter of the alphabet. That letter and all associated drops and everyone who ever reported about those drops are now being scapegoated and blamed for what has occurred or not occurred thus far. Alex Jones has seized on the moment to demolish that 17th letter right on cue with other petty characters who are gloating now. I just want you to know that these people share the company of the ADL and Soros and Brock's Media Matters, who also maligned that 17th letter. Yet conveniently, these outlets, busy making You Were Sold Out videos, make no mention of the fact that on November 3rd and 4th and after, our nation was the subject of a coup. Massive documented election fraud and vote theft, which crippled our chances to retain control of the office of the president. And at every single turn, patriots and the president were sold out, betrayed by every branch of the government, including the Supreme Court, the FBI, the DOJ, and yes, top GOP politicians, including Lindsey Graham.
Fraud. They say there's 66,000 people in Georgia under 18 voted. How many people believe that? I asked, give me 10. I hadn't had one. They said 8,000 felons in prison in Arizona voted. Give me 10. I hadn't gotten one. Does that say there's problems in every election? I don't buy this. Enough's enough. We got to end it.
Mitch McConnell.
The Electoral College has spoken. So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden.
And that viper from Georgia, Kelly Loeffler.
Mr. President, when I arrived in Washington this morning, I fully intended to object to the certification of the electoral votes. However, the events that have transpired today have forced me to reconsider, and I cannot now in good conscience object to the certification of these electors. The violence, the lawlessness, and siege of the halls of Congress are abhorrent and stand as a direct attack on the very institution my objection was intended to protect, the sanctity of the American democratic process.
These are the people who sold out our nation, not the 17th letter of the alphabet. And the damages incurred by those who have stood with the president are great. There are calls to never hire anyone who worked within the Trump administration. Katie Couric recently asked, how are we going to deprogram people who signed up for the cult of Trump?
I mean, it's really bizarre, isn't it, when you think about how AWOL so many of these members of Congress have gotten. But I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, and they bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
And now the far left seeks to punish all Trump supporters, which the mainstream media has called domestic threats. Sidney Powell is being sued by Dominion. Mike Lindahl had MyPillow removed from Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, and Wayfair. And instead of America being saved by the giant voice, Lindahl is being targeted by the far left activist group Sleeping Giants. SGT Report and X22 Report have lost our YouTube channels, our Twitter accounts, our Patreon accounts, and our podcasts. This is the world in which we find ourselves. Devastated that the coup at this point seems to be complete, and I told you that Joe Biden would never, ever be president of the United States, because I believe that to be true with 100% of my being. How on earth could our nation and the U.S. military stand down to such a clear and present danger? It was inconceivable to me. It still is. Many in the alternative news media, like Mike Adams and others I trust, remain optimistic that we have not yet lost our country. I will leave the link to Mike's latest situation update below. Reports today indicate the Pentagon is blocking the Biden administration from current operations intelligence. Our hearts are broken because we have witnessed the most blatant and overt betrayal of our lifetimes. As we continue to document all of it, remember who was guilty of that betrayal.
Enough's enough.
Thanks for tuning in, friends. And for real news, visit us at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless.
My fellow citizens, America's future is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.